Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Sapiens International Corporation conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question and answer session will follow the formal presentation. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded February 12, 2018. It is now my pleasure to introduce your host, Mrs. Yaffa Cohen-Ifrah, Sapiens CMO and Head of Corporate Communications. Thank you. Mrs. Cohen, you may now begin.
Thank you and good day, everyone. Our release today was issued before the market opened this morning, and it has been posted on the company's website at www.sapiens.com. Representing the company today are Roni Al-Dor, President and CEO, and Roni Giladi, our CFO. Before we start, I would like to remind everyone that this conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements, and the safe harbor provision in the press release issued today also apply to the content of the call. Also, financial result disclosure today for full year 2017 are preliminary and unaudited. Sapiens expressly disclaim any obligation to update or revise any of these forward-looking statements, whether because of future events, new information, a change in its view or expectations, or otherwise. A replay of the call will be available after the call on our investor relations section of the company's website or via the website link which appears in the earnings release that we published today. I will now turn the call over to Roni Al-Dor, President and CEO. Roni?
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining the call today. In our press release issue earlier today, we are pre-announced our preliminary 2017 revenue and operating margin results, in addition introduced guidance for 2018. We'll provide more detail during our fourth quarter full year 2017 financial results conference call on May 8, 2018. We have scheduled this call today to discuss our newest acquisition, Adaptik, which we announced last week, and it also provides high-level review of the Sapiens 2018 outlook. As we enter 2018, our assets give us the confidence in our ability to continue and to grow our businesses. We have a strong customer base of over 400 post-production insurance carriers that continue to work with us as their trusted advisor and partner. We are fully committed to continue and services this customer for maintenance of existing projects and all the way offering them new product and services. Next to those, we have large number of projects that are in pre-production. These are customers that have selected Sapiens in the recent years and are now working closely with us to complete this project. Last but not least, our pipeline is expected to generate new businesses during 2018 and beyond based on our complete set of excellent products that are recognized as the market leaders. I would like to open and reiterate our insurance strategy so you can get the full picture before we dive into detail around the Adaptik deal. In the last few years, we have experienced rapid growth in the P&C business in Europe and Asia Pacific. We see it in our reinsurance solution. This growth is attributed to organic growth through winning new deals, expansion in new geographies such as Nordic, and offering new services and solutions such as BI, portal, and managed services that we have developed in-house or acquired in the past few years. The market is very active, competitive, but we have what it takes to continue the momentum in Europe and Asia Pacific. In parallel, we have worked to replicate this momentum and success in this US market, which is a rapid growing market for the P&C. To execute on our strategy and accelerate our market readiness, we performed 5 acquisitions in the last 18 months, all which we have brought us to this point where we have a modern and comprehensive P&C insurance platform fit for the North America market. Today, we have plans to more than double our P&C revenue, growing from $70 million revenue in the beginning of 2017 to reach about $170 million by the end of 2018. The P&C is growing vertical for Sapiens, and we expect double-digit growth in that segment in 2018 and beyond. The life and annuity business is different by nature characterized by a smaller number of deals, longer sales cycle, and much more complex projects. A recent trend shows that the market is starting to move into smaller components and complementary solutions per line of business, and we have aligned accordingly. Our recent acquisition also serves this strategy by providing us a set of complementary live solutions for underwriting, illustration, and a set of digital solutions. Our core offering, including ALIS and Closed-Book, were enhanced to support additional lines of business such as group and employee benefits. Now, I would like to give you more color on the Aadaptik acquisition. Aadaptik is a U.S.-based company that offers P&C insurance policy administration and billing solutions. Prior to the acquisition, we completed a comprehensive due diligence process that includes product, financial analysis, industry analyst interviews, and meetings with existing customers. Aadaptik products are already in production with several customers, including Tier 1 carriers. The Aadaptik acquisition is the latest in Sapiens' series of acquisitions and strategic initiatives aimed at expanding our global P&C presence and penetrating to the new North America insurance market. This acquisition reflects the strategic importance of the P&C market for Sapiens' current and future growth. The Aadaptik acquisition will enable us to offer a truly modern, cloud-based, comprehensive property and casualty digital insurance platform. This platform will be formed by combining three powerful components: Aadaptik Policy and Billing, Sapiens Stream Claims, combined with Sapiens' existing solution, data analytics, digital engagement and distribution, and cloud operation. This provides Sapiens with a more competitive and comprehensive portfolio solution that are well-positioned for North America market and services all market segments. To service the lower-tier insurance carriers, we have Stingray system, and for the mid-upper tiers, we now have the new insurance platform that is built on Stone River and Aadaptik offering in Sapiens. In addition to GROW, we'll present for 2018, we look at this year as a transition period in some aspects of our businesses. We will plan to focus on maturing and realizing our new assets, products and services we have recently developed and acquired across both our large existing customer base as well as new customers and new businesses, so we can benefit from stronger growth in 2018 and onwards. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Roni Giladi to discuss our 2017 results and our guidance for 2018. Then I will summarize and open the call for Q&A. Roni.
Thank you, Roni. Shifting to our 2017 preliminary results. We expect revenue in the range of $271 to $273 million, at the high point of our guidance for the year. On operating margin, we anticipate range of 8.3% to 8.6%, slightly below the low end of our range of guidance of 9% to 10%. We are slightly below our profitability guidance, mainly due to project loss in Japan, an additional step we took by the end of the year in order to reduce our cost structure in order to improve profitability in 2018. In 2017, we expect to have restructuring costs of approximately $8 million compared to $5 million that we originally anticipated. The additional restructuring costs are coming mainly from additional costs related to the separation of non-core business in Japan, which include termination of employees and writing off assets in Japanese legal entity, and additional activity we perform in resource and infrastructure to reduce the cost structure to further improve profitability for 2018 and beyond. Overall, we are aligning our resource with the business line that have the growth opportunities in order to improve profitability. As Roni Eldor mentioned regarding the year of 2018, we have a solid set of assets with over 400 customers and a large portfolio of products and services to enable our growth. Having said that, our growth rate will not be as high as in the past. This is due to the fact that the next of those strong assets, we observe a drop of revenue for three specific areas, which I will elaborate on shortly. And now, let's move to our full year 2018 guidance. We are providing the following financial guidance. We expect revenue of $280 to $285 million. We expect non-GAAP operating margin of 12 to 13%. Our planned growth in 2018 is influenced by the following. First, reduction of non-core revenues. In the beginning of 2017, we decided to step away from non-core business in Japan, which resulted in a reduction of revenues. In 2016, revenue were $18 million, and we anticipate reaching about $6 million in 2017. And the current run rate reflects about $1 million revenue in 2018. Therefore, reflect reduction of $5 million compared to 2017. Again, the operation in Japan was not insurance and not profitable on the services side. Second, major project extension. During 2017, we signed major project with the customer to implement all of our products across various business segments in a Big Bang approach within 3 years. Throughout 2017, we have mutually agreed to shift the implementation approach from a large Big Bang approach to more phased, component-based, and gradual implementation to better fit the business needs and ensure better risk mitigation across the program. The result is extension of the project over a longer period with a smaller scope of products and services to be provided in 2018. The outcome of this decision is that our 2018 expected revenue from this project will be short by about $15 million compared to our original plan, mainly in the life and pension division. We would like to emphasize that we maintain good relationship with this customer. And lastly, our offshore companies in India and Poland. In 2018, we acquired companies in Poland and India with the local activities. The main reason for those acquisitions was the staff and offshore resource capabilities. We are currently strategically reducing the local market activities in those markets in an effort to support our main focus market and activities. The shift in resource reflects about $5 million revenue reduction in 2018. The factor mentioned above are positively offset with the following activities. The M&A impact include 2 months consolidation of Stone River, additional 2 months, knowledge price acquisition on a full year basis, and Adaptic. In our most recent acquisition, Adaptic, we do not expect to benefit from the full extent of the acquired revenue stream due to 1. Closing date is expected to be early March, so we will consolidate only 10 months in the year. 2. Product overlap with Stone River, which reduced our planned revenues. The total impact of M&A activities on our revenue is expected to be approximately positive $21 million. Sapiens management see the M&A arm as important vehicle for growth and have confidence in our ability to succeed based on the last 11 transactions we did. Growth. In 2018, we expect to see double-digit organic growth in our P&C business. This will come from the European and USA markets. Our life and pension business, except for the factors mentioned above, is expected to be stable. And our technology and decision business will be stable, excluding the reduction of non-core revenue in Japan. Moving to operating margin. During 2017, we had challenges which affected our profitability and brought us to the level of around 8.3 to 8.6% operating margin. While we are disappointed with the profitability performance for 2017, we have put in place the measure to right-size our cost structure. This year, 2018, we expect non-GAAP operating margin of 12%-13%. This figure represent our conservative approach. The management attention is focused on improving operating profit and margin, and we anticipate improving profitability throughout the year. In the first half of the year, we'll complete the integration of Aidaptik and Stream product line and employees. Therefore, margin will be lower in the first half of the year and will improve throughout the year. Now back to Roni Al-Dor.
Thank you, Roni. We expect to continue to see solid growth in our P&C in EMEA and U.S. We see future revenue opportunity for cross-selling to our existing customer. In North America, our combined new digital property and casualty platform will improve our competitive position, accelerate our go-to-market timing, and ultimately increase our market share. In addition, 2018 also represents for us a transition period for some areas in our businesses throughout this year. We'll mature and integrated our new developed capability and our new acquired assets into Sapiens' overall proposition and enhance our go-to-market for those across both our large customer base and the new businesses market, with expectation for larger growth in 2018. With that said, I would like to close our prepared remarks and open the call for question. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Please ask your question in a loud and clear voice. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. First question is from Avishai Kantor of Cowen. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, good afternoon, everyone. My first question, can you please give us an estimate what will be the run rate of the mix between P&C and life revenues at the end of 2017 as we exit the year? Then just to clarify, did you say that you expect life and annuity revenues to be flat next year, or you see a contraction there? Thank you.
Hi, this is Roni G. As Roni mentioned, we see significant growth in the P&C vertical, from almost 30%, beginning of 2017, we expect to reach about above 60% by the end of 2018. 2017 revenue is expected to be at about slightly above 50%. Regarding the second question, about life, we expect 2018 life division will be stable.
The next question is from Mayank Tandon of Needham & Company. Please go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roni. Could you talk a little bit about the potential synergies from the Aidaptik acquisition in terms of the StoneRiver deal, the products that are complementary, and then, you know, over time, you know, how do you drive synergies from the two acquisitions that I believe are in the same segment of the market, the U.S. P&C area?
Yes. Hi, Mayank, Roni Al-Dor. Just to remind you, when we acquired StoneRiver, StoneRiver has in the P&C market a lot of product to offer. One of them is Stream, mainly for the more specific for P&C generic. On Stream, StoneRiver, it's a relatively a small part of the overall business, but it's new. What we decide to do to take our claim system from the Stream and to combine it with the policy and billing from Aidaptik. That, they are the three main product, and then to integrate it with our digital offering that we are bringing to all of our product suite. The integration is between Stream, Aidaptik, and the overall digital. All the rest in StoneRiver, the life business is continue as it is, the workers' comp, the reinsurance, financial and compliance, the legacy, all of them are not integrated. The main thing is the Stream. The advantage that we have that's also in Stone River. Part of the business is the legacy system, and so we can potentially we can bring Adaptik and Stream with the digital to the legacy client, and it's a good potential customer for growth.
Got it. Okay, that's helpful, Caller. Thank you. And then on margins, I thought the offshore effort was motivated to drive higher profitability by leveraging low-cost locations like Poland and India. So could you talk about the margin expansion levers you have going forward, especially that, given that you're de-emphasizing some of the offshore initiatives that would have potentially been a margin driver in the past?
Hi, Mayank. This is Roni G. We'd like to elaborate this, and I think I'll make the point more clear. When we acquired these two operations in Poland and India, there was also local presence, a local employee who served the local market. We do not look at this as offshore because this is rates that are belong to the same level of territories. When we talk about offshore, is an employee who sit in this location but serve either other European market that we have or USA. So what we said right now is that we had, when we acquired the companies, we had operation activities along to the offshore that have some revenue there. We right now are basically taking the employee from these activities, have drop in revenue in the local territory, and we shift these employees to USA and other European market that we are more focused on. So we still have the initiative of the offshore. We are going to continue with this and even increase it.
Sure. And then what are the other levers you have to drive margin expansion? You're taking them up from 8 or 9% in 17. Your guidance, I believe, is 12 to 13. So what are some of the other levers you have to drive that margin improvement?
If you look at our guidance, we ended the 2017, the last two quarters, at about 12%. And we mentioned in the call that our guidance for 2018 is 12 to 13% on the conservative approach, and management attention is to focus on this. So the first answer is we are right now more careful on project profitability that we are choosing. Obviously, this impacts a little bit the growth. The second one, we talked about this earlier, to continue the offshore program that we have. Today, we have about 30% of our delivery effort are coming for offshore, and we would like to increase the profitability. You mentioned about the synergy between Adaptik and Stream or Stone River. Ronnie mentioned about the product. We have also potential some saving. We will not see them in Q1 and Q2 of 2018. Because of the integration cost because of the two companies, but we'll see the improvement by the second half of the year. The acquisition of Adaptik is more sales-oriented. They have a model of term license, good one, recurring revenue, and this will also impact our profitability, although they are not at a large scale today.
Okay. That's a helpful color. Thank you so much.
The next question is from Bhavan Suri of William Blair. Please go ahead.
Hey guys, how are you?
Yes, hi. Hi, Bhavan.
Hey, Ronnie and Ronnie. Thanks for taking my questions. I guess, you know, let's just first talk a little bit on this large multi-year contract extension in the life pensions business. You know, you had a client maybe a couple of quarters ago, maybe a year ago, where you had sort of similar rollout issues and things like that. I guess when you look at that business, is this just a problem in the business, or how should we think about that? Because now it's happened for a couple of clients, and I'm just trying to understand sort of visibility and sort of how you guys sort of think about that market, given you're expecting to be stable in 18.
Hi, Bhavan, this is Roni Al-Dor. This is a total different situation. The previous large account was we developed together a new product based on our product, and that case, so it's more development. In this case, is implementation that the customer look for to implement a lot of type of product that we have it, so there is no risk on the product. but the customer changed their mind and they came together with us with the solution to go to a phase approach versus Big Ben. So it was not issue on any delivery topics. The issue is just to do a large scale life, PNC, reinsurance, all of those digital. It's a big transformation for every organization, and they changed their mind, and this is why we moved to phase approach. So we are continuing with the client with a different approach.
Bhavan, just to add onto this also from risk perspective, today our biggest customer represents only 4% of the business. The 10 biggest customers represent only 30%. So from risk perspective, we are also different.
Got it. It's helpful. Can I just touch on Stone River a little bit? When you look at that business, you know, last quarter you weren't thrilled about it. Sort of just your sense of Stone River this quarter, and then do you think that you can drive growth organically in the Stone River business in the second half of 18?
What we are looking for Stone River, the first year, like every acquisition, we put a lot of effort to stabilize, to mitigate any risk, and to improve the profitability. What we are doing right now, we add more account management, and we are looking for more cross-sell, upsell opportunity. We take the relatively small piece that we had to adapt it as the main growth engine. So all the rest is in order to grow the business is mainly to work with the customer. And also at least half of the business is also can grow as for signing new deals. So half of the business it's good product that we can sign new deals. The other part is the legacy, so we can leverage the customer base, and this is the area that we invest more and more.
Got it. Did just a quick one, maybe Ronnie G. Did Stone River actually grow Q-on-Q from Q3?
Stone River, if you remember, the main objective of Stone River in 2017 was to stabilize the company, and we succeeded on that. Prior to that, the company was in decline mode, so they are in stable mode. Q3 are almost equivalent to Q4, but we did improvement in the profitability. We did another step in Q4 of 2017. To support our 18 figures, but we improved significantly profitability also in Stone River.
Got it. Let me turn to the acquisition really quickly here. Sort of on the Adaptic side, just the sense of the organic growth there, and then are they bringing mostly net new accounts? Or if I look at the overlap between Adaptic and the existing business today, what do you think that sort of looks like from a customer perspective?
In terms of customer, it's the net new accounts. We have few accounts they are using financial and compliance or reinsurance is relatively, in terms of amount, is relatively small. So they are bringing net new accounts. But I think what Adaptic is bringing is very, very, very strong product. And just to remind you, in our business insurance, you have policy billing claims. The policy is more than 50% in terms of important, in terms of investment. Very, very powerful, tier one. So we believe that we we become together now with everything that we mentioned, we will be one of the top five big player in US. So again, after Guidewire and DuckTree, they are very strong. So we will be able to position us in a very strong, and we have the analyst community. We share with them, and they really support what we are doing right now. So we are believe that in terms of growth, we are doing the right things.
Got it. And what was the growth just last month? I mean, growth of Adaptic organically?
Adaptic, prior to the acquisition, was on flat situation. They didn't grow. When we did the due diligence, we with very intensive due diligence with customer, technology, and potential prospect that we visit, we see that they will grow this year nicely, double digit and above.
And just to give you some color, what was the reason for that? Adaptic started many years with policy as a standalone, and compete with the tier one, with Guidewire. It was very difficult to them, as a relatively small company, to compete with tier one. And then they start to invest, and they understand in order to go to the lower tier, they need a full suite. So they start to build the billing and the partnership on the claims. And just recently, they start to come with this new offer, and we start to see the fruits. We already start to see the fruits, and based on the pipeline and all of our estimates, we believe that it's the right timing, and we are coming with all this full solution, so it improved dramatically our chance to grow.
Okay, great. Thanks for the call, guys.
Thank you.
We have a follow-up question from Avishai Cantor of Cowen. Please go ahead.
Hi, I have a couple of follow-ups. So regarding the slower than expected ramp-up at the large client, it sounds like you're very confident in terms of the technology and the capabilities of the solutions that you service. I'm just trying to figure out what happened. Could what happened be related to lack of talent or I would say contract execution capabilities, either on your side or the client side?
You have a situation in every organization that you decide to modernize your system, and but then you find out it's very challenging because you have the day job, you have the existing business. In order to do it, you need to release a lot of people from the insurance carrier to deal with the modernization. And then the company find out that they don't have all the resource, and they want to just to grow more gradually. So no issue on delivery, no, it just in terms, it's just priority where the company, how they want to implement the huge transformation.
So it sounds like bandwidth capabilities on the client side, am I right?
It's yes, but to be yes, the answer is yes, but it's again, it's priority from the client as well.
Of course. And then regarding the Adaptik acquisition, besides from the technology, does Adaptik provide any incremental talent in terms of management of IT contracts, larger contracts?
Yes, the management is really, really top management. It's almost 10 on the management. They're also to commit for stay with us for many years. They are really, they are almost 15 years together. It's very modern, so we see a lot of advantage on the management, and part of the organization that we are doing right now, we are merged between Adaptik and Stream, and it's based on Adaptik management with additional of few Sapiens from Stone River. So in terms of management, we are in very good shape, and also the credibility and the branding is very, very positive. And also the support from the analyst community. I just want to remind everybody for a minute, when Sapiens, 2-3 years ago, it was a discussion if we can bring IDIT to the state or we can start to acquire. We discussed with the analysts, people from Gartner, Celent, Navarica, SMA, all of those guys that are highly influential in the market, and they recommend us to better to acquire versus to buy, and they highly respect Adaptik, all of those that I mentioned. So I believe that with the financial, with the claims, with the services, with the digital, altogether can be very attractive now.
Okay, and my last question, in your prepared remarks, you said that the market within life changed a little bit and you took some actions. Can you maybe elaborate on, you know, what exactly happened and what specific actions did you take to address that?
We are, our life business also divided by a few parts. It's difficult to see a full transformation on a life. So we see more on the closed book opportunity, but most of the closed book opportunity is coming with full BPO. So the contract is a very, very, very long sales cycle. So this is, and also we have a good pipeline, but we prefer to prepare ourselves for more conservative. And all the component approach that we acquire from Stone River, the illustration, the underwriting, this is a much smaller deals, but we can see more and more customer like this approach. But we don't see in the very near future a large life organization are coming and implement it, and this is why we prefer to go with more conservative, and this is why Sapiens decide to heavy invest on the P&C and also to penetrate to the North America. In the same time, we continue to invest, so again, in the future, things can change, and so we will be ready if in a specific territory to put more effort.
Is the sales cycle in life lengthening, generally speaking, in the market, or it remains stable?
The sales cycle in life is sometimes more than double than the P&C, and also the implementation is much more complex, so it's yes, the answer is yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking my questions.
If there are any additional questions, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. Please stand by while we pull for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Al-Dor to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call is scheduled to begin in 2 hours. In the U.S., please call 1-888-782-4291. In Israel, please call 03-925-5918. And internationally, please call 972-3-925-5918. Mr. Al-Dor, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes. Thank you for all joining our call today. See you in our quarterly results.
Thank you. This concludes the Sapiens International Corporation conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.